This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, Thursday, October 23rd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, we have Father Klex, who's in studio. He's talking about the big raffle that St. Thomas More is the annual raffle that's going to be happening this October 25th. It's this Saturday. And of course, when he's here, he gives an introduction about St. Thomas More. And also the activity is going to be happening at the raffle. This is going to be a busy day, so I'm excited to have him in studio again. But welcome again, Father.
Thank you, Brother Nuri.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
So you have a bazaar. Tell me about the bazaar.
Yes, we are going to have this is one of our major fundraisers for the parish, and this year it coincides with our 75th. Anniversary.
Okay, 75 years of being open.
75, yes.
Okay.
And it's a great moment for us, opportunity for us to thank everyone who has, over the years, assisted us in this regard. And here in the studio with us, we have members of our parish.
Nice.
We have Mrs. Marcia Newbold.
Morning, Miss Newbold.
And she is a member of the Ladies Auxiliaries of our parish. And we have Mr. Ricardo Smith, who is a member of the Knight of Columbus at our parish.
Good morning.
I'm familiar with Ricardo Smith.
Yes, and we are here then to invite everybody. It's part of the pastoral ministry of the church to welcome everybody to that fair, to our bazaar, to support us. And on behalf of our shepherd, Archbishop Patrick Sipender, we welcome you all, the larger community. Because the bazaar, besides being a fundraiser, it is also a part of the mission of the church. Mm-hmm. All right? Because at the core of the mission of the church is to reach out to the wider community. So the bazaar, help us to, is an exchange of gifts between the parishioners and the community at large. So welcome everybody. We are delighted to have you at the bazaar, to see you all.
Good. I love some Thomas More Bazaar. So let's start off with Ms. Newbold.
Yes, sir.
You seem to know what all is going to be happening. I need to have an orientation of what all will people be expecting, who all is going to be there. And so I let you do that. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you. We are so pleased to have everyone listening so they can share. We, on Saturday, we begin at 12 noon. We go on through 10 p.m. on Saturday. It is, as Father said, our 75th anniversary, so we're taking extra special care to make sure that everything is ready on time. There's enough of everything. We have games for children and adults. We have the children and adult hoopla. We have a kids' corner where we will have rides for the little ones. We will also have a bouncing castle. We will have face painting, as well as what else? Hot dogs, hamburgers, all kind of good food.
I was going to ask about food.
All kinds of good food. Two conch fritter stalls.
Oh, that's gonna be a big
that's
event.
Our aim. Cook yes, mm-hmm. We have the grill. Yes, Father, that's right. With chicken, steaks, and griot. Everyone has been looking for international foods, and that's an opportunity. We will have wings and fries, and yes, thank you, pastries. Mr. Smith, pastries. We always have a really good assortment.
Remind me of what time does it start this Saturday?
12 noon until 10 p.m. We have a long day, but you have a lot of opportunity to buy raffle tickets.
Let's hear about the raffle ticket.
Oh, boy, exciting. Oh, for only $5. Mm-hmm.
$5 for the book or $5?
$5 for the ticket. Let's get real.
I just try to make sure.
Okay.
Usually only $5 for $5 ticket.
For $5 per ticket, you have an opportunity to win an SUV.
Nice.
Excellent. And it's 2025.
Oh, new car.
Yeah, brand spanking new in the wrapper. And we also have that day 6 tickets in the raffle book. So you pay $25, but you get an extra ticket free.
I like that. I like deals. That's good.
Father's so, making sure everyone
appreciate a father collects. I had a car. Anything else I could win, or that's just the car?
Oh,
but Father, we have a $1,000 grocery voucher.
You're hiding stuff from me, Miss Newborn.
$1,000 in groceries. We also have a round trip for two to New York. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. I'm trying to make sure you list out all the things.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up. We also have $500 for gasoline, petrol. We have $300 for BPL bill.
Okay, this is worth $25, this raffle.
This is really worth $20. Are you kidding? With a car? They used to be selling for $15 and $20.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here we are at $5.
I appreciate that.
It's a sale.
Yeah, 65. Where can I buy the ticket?
Oh, we also have a 65-inch smart TV.
Nice.
Now, tickets are being sold at the office. Our number is 606-3500.
Mm-hmm.
606-3500.
Is this a Catholic event where anyone can come?
Oh, this is open to the public. We're building community, as Father said. Mm-hmm. That's our aim. And so Home Center tomorrow.
Move. Carmichael. And
oh, yes. Prince Charles as well as Carmichael.
Nice.
And we also have the Quality Supermarket on Cable Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Was there another?
That's it for now.
Because we're focusing on getting Saturday ready. But you can always buy tickets on Saturday at the fair.
Good.
At the bazaar.
What does Ricardo Smith have to do with all of this?
Oh.
Well, I'm a parishioner, and I'm going to be at the fair. I'll be working at the cookout stall where all of the steaks and
I hear you talking about food, but no one talking about libations.
Well,
or Catholics don't do libations.
No, we will have
we'll
have soft drinks. We'll have sodas, and there's going to be a snowball stand also.
Okay.
I think we're going to have virgin daiquiris.
Okay.
Yes.
Daiquiris?
Yes. Virgin daiquiris.
I just make sure
have
all I can take advantage
snow
of.
Snow corn popcorn, but that sounds like beverage.
Soda, sodas, water, all that. Also, there's going to be some good entertainment.
Talk about entertainment.
On Saturday, of course, we have the Aquinas College matching band.
Nice.
And then we're going to have the Filipino community do some wonderful songs for us.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, of course, you got Airtime and his JMJ All-Stars. Formerly of Genesis.
Okay.
I don't know if they're back with the Saxons yet, but Airtime and the JMJ All-Stars are going to be bringing Junkanoo live.
I know Air.
At the fair. So, you know, we are very excited about this. We're going to have a DJ, nice music, you know. And so it's just going to be a wonderful time. Persons can get an opportunity also to play, to participate in bingo. There are many, many prizes at the bingo. I mean...
Okay, slow down. I need to talk about bingo.
Yes.
Talk about the bingo. That's a Catholic thing. Talk about the bingo. Someone got to talk about the bingo.
Last year, we had so many participants, we had to start pulling chairs from throughout the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our tent was expanded.
I know Catholics are known for the good bingo.
Everybody comes for the bingo, and they're there all day.
Any nice prizes at the bingo?
We always have TVs, microwaves. We have crock pots. We have all kinds of house appliance toys.
Mm-hmm. And our bingo, St. Thomas More Bingo, is very well known in the community for good prizes.
Nice.
We give good prizes. And the bingo is one of the biggest intake, the biggest intake from the bazaar, from the grounds.
Okay, nice. I know about the Catholic bingo.
And they love it. Everybody, I am sure, the vast majority of the participants look forward the bingo.
My mother-in-law used to come and sit from 12 until about 10.
Yes.
Don't move.
Yes.
She's in the food radio.
Yes, with that's correct.
Yeah.
My mother did the same.
Do that, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about parking.
Parking, oh, well, our community has lots of parking, lots of plazas, and it is going to be throughout the community because full of the school, the parking lot of the school, St. Thomas More, will be used for the fairgrounds.
Okay.
So the neighborhood always, and then there are people going and coming, so you will find parking. It's not that difficult.
Also, the church grounds, we have parking there.
Okay.
So that will be open for parking.
So there's no issue then with parking. I can find parking.
No, usually everyone, the community is happy because you stop in their plaza to park and then you go into their stores.
Okay.
But they're very generous, very kind.
The church's ground will be reserved for the stall holders.
Okay.
Because now those stalls are self-sponsored by the parishioners.
Mm-hmm.
And then the church's ground will be reserved for the stallholders.
Okay.
But the neighborhood parking, they are always supportive in helping us with the parking around the business around there in the area, in the Pandale area.
What about cash and what I call church money? Do you about to buy tickets or whatever it is, or are we using cash?
That's a great question.
That's a good question.
As a matter of fact, we have a card available. If you purchase in advance for $10, we give you 2 free coupons for the day.
No, you got to explain that.
Yeah. So if you go to the bazaar and you purchase tickets to be used at the stalls, the games, whatever, food, then you have 10 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
How few in advance, so you have a couple of days. The coupon, the book, the little tick card, that card was $10, but it gives you 12 tickets.
Okay, Father, we are almost running out of time. I want you to sum up and tell me everything that's happening on Saturday.
All right, then. So we have already heard what is happening. So it's a human fraternity. We have many gifts on display on that moment, the talents of the parishioners and the wider community. And some of colleges and schools, they have called to come to send their students to do community service. And we have received a number of calls and they will come. It's a day of fun, clean event that we're going to have on Saturday. So all of these games, food, and human entertainment and so forth and all of these.
This is St. Thomas More Annual Bazaar, happening October 25th at the school ground.
At the school ground.
Starting at 12 p.m. until 10.
Until 10. And now, on the final note, if you allow me, I would like to thank, on behalf of the Archbishop and everybody who has a hand in that, the committees who are here, the representative of subcommittees who are here, Mrs. Marsha Noble, Ladies Auxiliary, and Ricardo Smith, the Knight of Columbus. This would not have been possible without the help of the assistants, because it's something that is bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank the parishioners of St. Thomas More who had worked to bring that, who have worked hard to bring that up today.
Thank you very much, Father. And always a pleasure when I see you pass by. So I hope to see you again soon. Ms. Newbold, Mr.
You.
Smith, it was a pleasure. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Guardian Radio AM, we'll be right back.
The best for all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters, no job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning, and this is Catherine Chisnell Mitchell on Guardian Radio in the Morning with my good friend, C.A. Nuri, who I haven't seen for a minute. It is so good to see you alive in the flesh and looking like you're aging backwards. And I'm honored to be here with my beloved Berniska Bullard, here for the Ranfurly Homes for Children. I know that we have just listened to the Catholic Church selling their raffle tickets, and it's not a competition, but we also need to win because we are here supporting our Ranfurly Children's Home from the Bahamas. As most of you know, it has been there since the 1950s on in care of hundreds, thousands of children over the years, creating a place that is for safety, sanctuary, and a sense of family, that where they can be cared for and provided for so they can become constructive, contributing citizens, overcoming deep hurt and deep trauma as we see daily in our headlines. So we are so happy to be here with you today. And I saw your beautiful wife at the Agrarian Awards on Saturday night, and she is good for your family brand, sir.
Good, I appreciate that. So what's happening at the Ranfurly?
You would like to say what's happening on Saturday, the Ranfurly Homes for Children?
Yes, I'm so happy to be there. It's Berniska Bullard, brand ambassador for the Ranfurly Home. We are having our annual raffle, our major fundraiser for the year, and we are calling on all of our supporters to buy some books or purchase some tickets. Each ticket is $2 and a book is $40.
And I'm delivering all around town. So if you want to hit me up on my WhatsApp, I will come and personally see you and offer books. We're not selling individual tickets by road, but I will deliver you tickets today or tomorrow from the road. But also I want to say, yes, we have great prizes. Yes, we have $5,000 going places if you need to get off the road. But as I always say, and I'm going to steal Nelson Mandela's quote here, that is that the truest revelation of a society's soul is the manner in which we treat our children. And there's nothing more urgent. I mean, we've seen a lot of heart in the studio today. We're all willing to uplift and support our communities and our churches in different ways. But there's nothing more urgent than making sure that our children are cared for, that they're safe, that they're taking out of places that have deep trauma and deep ongoing pain. And Ranfurly has continued to offer that over the years and doing it with growth. We have our transitional home that has come online in the last few years in which we can take our 18-year-olds and put them somewhere safe in the back of our Mackey Street location, which is beautiful and growing and glowing with a brand new painted wall from our National Art Gallery support team. And this ticket, one small ticket, is how you can help us and show love to our kids and our community. So please, if you have it in you and have it in your pocket, and I know that's tough with the BPL bills out this month. I love you, BPL. Please don't turn me off. But it's really important that we show financial support so we can keep our doors open, keep our children clothed. All our parents out there know how much these children cost us, and keep welcoming into our home, which we truly try to make a home, these beautiful children.
Okay, let's talk about what all the prizes are.
That's you, Berniska.
Well, the first major prize, and I hope I win it, is $5,000 to go in places.
I go in with you.
Yeah, you're welcome. $5,000 is a lot of money. And the second prize is a 7-day stay at Breezes Hotel. And that is all inclusive. So all you can eat, all you can drink. We also have a few tickets. Well, I guess gift certificates, $1,000 to Super Value, $500 to BWA, and even BEC.
I mean, BEC. That's what we need right here. I think anyone opening up their bills this month would be happy to win that one. I just need to take a second to say thank you to Guardian Radio for giving us so much time this week and always, and being a perfect partner for our children's home in this community. I know, Mr. Nuri, you're a dad, and so you feel in your heart what children take and require as far as the uplift, grooming, and perpetual parenting.
I agree. So where can I purchase tickets?
So you can purchase tickets at Ranfurly, 101 Mackey Street. And if you guys have been passing in the last week, you've noticed that our team, as well as our children that are on midterm break, have also been assisting at the front of the gate. So simply give us a wave or stop by on the side of the road or come into the office.
No, and you I have you slow down so I can understand.
Yes.
Right? Because I've seen you sell raffle tickets before. Right?
Yes.
I want to understand the process. It's on Saturday.
Yes.
That's when the drawing is going to be.
At 6 p.m.
And I want to know, how can I buy tickets on that day, or how can I buy tickets in advance? So explain to me slowly what you want me, C.A. Nuri, to do. Go ahead.
Okay, so you can simply give us a call at 393-3115. Again, that's 393-3115, and we will happily deliver the books to you.
Oh, you can deliver.
Yes.
Yes, like shout out Graham Thompson has just given us a call to drop off a set. Thank you, baby brother.
Good, go ahead.
And if you are passing Mackey Street and you are able, please stop by the home, and we will happily sell it to you there. But our team members and kids are also sitting at the gate with a table. Ah. So you don't have to come into the office.
Is that on Saturday or I can do that now?
You can do it right now. They've been there all week.
Okay.
All week.
And it's actually a really great opportunity to pop into the home, see how it's looking, what we're developing. We have newly tiled areas. We have newly painted areas. We always have children that are welcoming in people so that you can see what our family looks like in real time. And say hi to the kids. And we'll be there all day on Saturday. We'd love to have you come and yes, show up with your funds, but also just show up with your community support. We need it, and I think it's needed as a nation. I know, Mr. Nuri, that we grieve daily when we open up the papers and we see what's happening within our communities to our children, the physical, the sexual traumas, the things that are inescapable unless we have venues like the Ranfurly Home for Children, which, again, has been there for eras, making sure that we can do this important work. Bernishka is a product of our home system. She's been on the show before and spoken about her uplifting life journey that has put her in the place she is now, Aunt Berniska. And she is a beautiful example of what happens when there is extra support available, but that doesn't happen at no price. And so again, this raffle is one of the big ways, and a chairwoman, Latoya Polacek, who leads this every year for the last few years, and to our president, Joey Premonk. But this is one of the major ways that we make sure that our doors are able to stay open. You've helped hosted us for years, Mr. Nuri. You know that there's sometimes we're begging, saying the doors are about to close. So please help us make this a painless way to keep these doors open for our children.
Okay. And you're supposed to come and have a show, host a show about persons who's transitioned from the home. I ain't see reach yet.
Okay, well, Mr. Nuri, you're going to be seeing me a lot in the next few months. We're also going to
promises.
We are going to be also working on our Bahamian Oral History Project. Is
promises,
that
promises.
Is that chosen from the Agrarian Awards
yes,
outside in
he's
the studio?
Coming inside right now.
Oh, because that's our young farmer.
You remember
who just
last won. Time Chisnell is here, and she said she's going to come on with people from.
Yes.
I see.
We're going to do that.
Mr. Nuri loves to call me out on air. And I would thank you for your ongoing love and support as I have come through some health crisis this year. So I'm back on island and I'm here for you, and I'll be calling to harass you or cover for you so you could take a break. But I am so thrilled. I will say what is beautiful about the Bahamas is despite its drudgery and broken dreams in many regards, we have so many dream builders and nation builders. And I'm thrilled to see our youngest farmer of the year out in the waiting room today, who's going to come and talk about his projects, because we have so many people that believe in the soil, in the depth of the heart of our nation, in the potential we have to grow beautifully. He'll be talking about how he's physically growing his farm goods, but at Ranfurly, we're growing souls. We're growing children that are going to be now hopefully find a place of hope and healing. They may not have happy childhoods, but they have healthy adulthoods, and that's what we're striving for. And now that Mr. Nuri has shamed me on air, he'll be seeing me too often. It's too often, and I'll be happy to give you time off so you can spend it with your beautiful wife and take over your chair for you.
I tell you, just call me, we can make the booking. I want to congratulate your family, by
thank
the way,
you.
For the,
thank you.
The award you get for the Agrarian
and
Award.
Thank you for your support.
Yes, and this Saturday at the Ranfurly Home, correct?
This raffle is this Saturday.
At what time do you point people past this Saturday?
Come early. There with my coffee. We'll be caffeinated. We'll be there. We'll be smiling. We'll be begging a little bit because I have no shame when it comes to begging
and
for our children.
6 p.m. what happened?
6 p.m. we will begin the draw. And it is worthy just for the prizes involved. We thank you for all the donors of our prizes, but you can be hopping off anywhere with your $5,000 from going places. You can be going on the fast ferries to Eleuthera and Harbor Island, and we could all use that break. We have all the gift certificates for you, but also we have just grateful hearts that we have an opportunity to show the love to a community that desperately needs this uplift so that we can continue to be the best little nation on the planet.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Bernishka, what is your name? Your last name?
It's Bernishka. There's no H.
That's why Bullard. I just call you the lady who's come.
Yeah. But also, it's kind of a waste to have Berniska Bullard on the radio today because she really has a face made for television.
There you go.
She's here looking like a model in the studio today. And again, is one of the shining uplifts of our home. And we're so happy to have her as our brand ambassador and face of the home. And she's been doing such a great job with the promotion. But if you haven't heard about the raffle, yes, it's on. Competing. We're holding hand endeavors like our beautiful Catholic Church and their great bake sale that will be happening this Saturday. But please consider stopping by, giving our children the joy of buying tickets directly from them. Calling me if you need a bulk order around town today, I will show up. And so please, if you need a ticket, I will accept WhatsApp orders today, 422-4662. That is my number. And we just thank you again, Mr. Nuri. And yes, I'll see you next week.
Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. Guardian Radio AM, thank you very much. Catherine and Berniska.
Berniska.
One of these days I'm going to get it right. Gee. I can just keep on practicing.
We love you. We appreciate you. And I'm so glad to see our Bahamian hero entering the studio now.
We'll be right back.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-0 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have a dynamic show. We have three sets of guests coming in studio. We had earlier we had St. Thomas More, their annual bazaar. Then we had Run Fully Home with the annual raffle, all happening on Saturday. This Saturday, all happening at 12 o'clock. But now we have almost a national hero. He's a Guardian hero, right? Chosen all over social media. He won like for the youth award for being one of the better farmers inside the Bahamas. He's here with his dad, Gerard Darvill. And we're going to talk about that experience and also talk about some of the events, some of the things that as farmers that Gerard and his son is doing. I know they're supposed to be launching some new program soon. So let's start off with that. Tell us about what happened over last weekend.
Last weekend. So, you know, it all started off here with you, right? Nuri, I want to first of all give you thanks for being able to start Chosen off on his journey. I remember when he was first nominated and you saw it and you said, come on the show, like let's talk about it. And after that day, the support, thanks to your support and the support of the general public, we'd like to be able to give you thanks to that. Chosen, you have something to say?
Did you win an award recently? No? You didn't get no prize recently? Did you go do any kind of farming stuff? Let's start all over. What is your name?
Chosen.
And how old are you, Chosen?
Six.
And Chosen, do you like the farm?
Yes.
And do you have any chickens?
Yes.
And did the government invite you to any big party recently?
No.
You never gone to no party? In the hotel? You remember being in a hotel? Because I saw pictures of you in the hotel.
Yes.
Yes, it was in the hotel, right? Mm. Why were you in the hotel?
don't know.
You know? And then I let your daddy explain everything. Because I know my children is shut straight down. So, man, daddy, you bring me here. You got to talk. So tell me about the Agrarian Award, right? You chosen was nominated. Yes. Let's go through that whole narrative of him being nominated and then what happened on that day.
Okay. So chosen was nominated. From the general public, they put his photo in, and they said that they wanted him to participate in the People's Choice Backyard Farm of the Year. The special part about this award is that this award was chosen by the people. It was a very transparent process. They used it based off of likes that were submitted to the Ministry of Agriculture's Facebook page. And those likes also had to follow the Ministry of Agriculture's Facebook page. I think that was a great initiative that was put on by Ms. Candia Smith to be able to get more young persons into the space. Chosen was successful. He had over 600 plus votes. The person in second place, I think, was about 300 and something.
Wow.
Right? I mean, I give all that thanks to God, give all that thanks to him being able to come on a platform like yours, CA Exposure. And that night, at the awards, right, we were nervous. He didn't really know if he won us yet, right? But we were still giving thanks. We were looking at it because the trick is not every like may have followed the page.
Yes.
And so you were still kind of nervous trying to say, well, yes, you have a lot of people that liking it, but did they follow all of the instructions? And so it was good to know. And when he was there, right, the lights were, I never saw him get nervous like this before. Usually he's very outspoken. He has all of the things to say. But those lights were so bright. I mean, I could say it was definitely a defining moment for him. When I look back at the pictures, I mean, that smile was so bright. I don't know if it was because, like, he was looking at that money.
Yeah.
Because he ain't never stopped dividing his money yet. I tell him, buddy, this money can't divide all them ways.
Good. So, did you get any money recently?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you got a big check. What you plan to do with the money? You don't know, you just can spend it? I have a good idea. You can bring some of the money here, and I'll make sure I spend it properly for you. That sound like a plan? No? You have a project also, Gerard. What is the project you plan to do?
Well, Chosen and I, we had a discussion. And with the discussion, we decided to team up with Abilities Unlimited. Abilities Unlimited, they're a training institution that helps with persons that are disabled to be able to give them skills so that they can be able to function normally in society. Well, one of the things that we really are big on is getting more persons into smart agriculture, climate smart agriculture, and that looks through hydroponics. And we've reached out to them, talked with them, and we've discussed about being able to set up 10 hydroponic sites at their facility. The beauty of this is that in every 21 days, they will be able to contribute at least 1,000 different leafy greens to the market. What that would look like is if they use that to feed themselves, that would be a whole lot of salad. Or if they use that to sell, that would look like actual money being able to come in to support the institution in the great work that they do.
Okay. If people need support, because I know you do background farming and give support to people, young farmers in particular, but people who want to start their farm. Explain that program, which is something separate. And how do people get in contact with you if they need help? Say, man, I want to start my own farm, but I need some support.
Yes, so if you need some support, we're here. My number is 804-8802. You could be able to have us come in for a consultation. The general $150 to get started. That comes with all of your equipment, all of your supplies. And these systems, they turn around in 21 days. In 21 days, you'll be able to start making profit from your system, and even those that don't want to look at it for profit. Maybe you just want to be able to have access to more healthy, nutritious foods that you know that you grew. This is perfect for that sort of idea as well.
And you say consultation. Like my background, my backyard farm looks like it's on diet. Right? The soil is kind of doing whatever it is. Yes. Can you come and give consultation or something like that? Say, man, something's wrong with my farm. Give me some suggestion on how to bring it back.
Yes. We have some of the best with us in our organization. I don't know if you're familiar with Shomakan Kaggle.
Yeah.
Shomakan Kaggle is one of the best. He's my friend for a very long time. And we have settled on this mandate on helping to be the change that we want to see in agriculture. We understand that agriculture may seem intimidating because, you know, everybody say that they don't have a green thumb or it's so expensive. And they hear all of the horror stories. But we're here to let you know that we've got a solution that can be able to make it happen by coming into our network of growers and sellers, that we have the markets there. We have the technical expertise there to help make this as easy as possible for you.
Okay, that's Gerard. Give me the numbers again as we transition to another break there. Tico.
All right. The number is 804-8802, Gerard Darvill and...
Chosen.
And Chosen, yes. And they can, you can contact you and then you give consultations and things like that and give updates on your program.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to say thank you again, CA, and I want to say thank you again to the Ministry of Agriculture for putting on this event. And thank you again to our Prime Minister, who said that all of the finalists in the Agrarian will get grants.
Oh, grants.
Yes. And this was amazing that he did this because some persons did not get first place.
Yeah.
Right? And so he made sure that there's a consolation in there for them and an appreciation for all the hard work that these farmers put in.
Don't move yet. We may have a phone call who may want to address you. So let me do that before I go. Patch that caller through there, Tico. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, great show, usual seeing your guest. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, quick question right for your guest, right? We in the Bahamas eat more chicken than anyone else in the world. How come we can't have a vibrant and prosperous chicken farm in the Bahamas? It never lasted. For some strange reason, whenever we try a chicken farm, right, it always closes down. But I don't get it, but we consume more chicken than anyone else.
Well, you asked a very tough question for CA telling me we're on the last leg of the show. But if you want to, right, take my number. Let's be able to talk. But it can happen, right?
There's and you have a chicken farm?
I do. Okay, I do have a chicken farm, a very successful chicken farm. And you can too, right? All we have to do is just work together.
Yes.
804-8802.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davo. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I had a good lot of guests today. It's always good. It's always good to make sure I get time or give time to a number of charitable events that is happening throughout the Bahamas. So I just wanted to squeeze all of them in, make sure they have air time. I want to remind people that St. Thomas More is having the event this Saturday. I want to remind people that the Run Fully Home is having the event this Saturday. For the last 10 minutes, let's go talk about what's trending. The spirit's inside you, man. You see the mic just get up by itself. I know if I should... Where's my rosary? Hold this over here. Anyway, we're going to talk about what's trending inside the news. Like yesterday, we re-announced that the by-election in the Golden Isles is going to be on November 24th. It seems like all of the political parties will be vying for this seat. So it's going to be interesting. I see the COI, I see the PLP, and I see the FNM all seem to be vying for this. You agree, Aaron? They seem to be all the major political parties going to be rushing for.
Remember, even the DNA said no decision is off the table yet. They're still considering.
I don't pay no attention to DNA.
Monday resurgent. You know why I pay attention to them? Mm-hmm. Because the first thing they said is, listen, we are we're rebranding anew. We haven't made a determination whether we are going to run in the upcoming election or if we're preparing for 2031. And I thought, look, that's so pragmatic. Like, it's so reasonable. It's so thoughtful, right? I just love it.
I hear you. Next thing is, I see the Prime Minister's question when he's walking about, and he asked about John Canoe and the JCNP and his what is his opinion on it. And he said, in passing, he has turned all of that over to the minister. The minister is going to be dealing with that. He's having no conversation with any other group talking about the whatever's happening.
All right, this was a walk about.
You know when he, you know, had the media accost him while he doing other things. He said, put a mic in his face.
Oh, so he was leaving an event or heading to an event, and the media caught up with him and asked him some questions. Because remember, I think members of the John Canoe community, possibly the JCNP sort of group, said that they were going to speak directly
and
to the Prime Minister.
All that stopped. He said he ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
He's to the Mario Boleg, the minister.
So not just the sort of...
stay out of it.
Not just the media commentary, but the whole process.
The whole process. He's going to stay out of it. Also, into the headline, you see the Food Task Force accounted for funds. Remember, there was a big fiasco like at the beginning of this administration that money's unaccounted for. Some people names were called.
Well, no, I mean, and then remember that at one point the Prime Minister said, I have the name, but I ain't gonna call it.
I thought someone's going to jail. I'm not sure what you were thinking. I said, boy, this seems serious. They did the initial investigation and some money short, some malfeasance, if that's the best.
The appearance of potential malfeasance, right? Mm-hmm. And so I saw there was a statement this morning, I think, in the media, saying that there was an audit, and they gave it the all clear.
Yes.
But I think in the article it indicates that the type of audit that was performed, and I think there are at least two types in this particular dynamic. I think we're talking about two types of audit. There's a financial audit and there's a performance audit. Mm-hmm. And for me, the question is, can we give an all clear? Can we say that everything is fine with the accounting or the program? Surely you need a financial audit as well to make that assessment.
And long and short, it's all clear, it seems. It seems as if whatever was attempting to be done seems is going to be concluded with, or it gives the indication that they finished it. They washed their hands of it.
Well, the way the water is on the family islands, plenty of people ain't washed their hands yet. So we still have time to talk about it.
And is it something to celebrate that we finally get an audit? Because I know you've been calling
for audits. No, it is not something to celebrate.
You've been calling for audits for a while. And
yeah, but we don't celebrate that the government is functioning the way it ought to function. We're still not certain it is functioning the way it ought to function. Again, is a performance audit the same as a financial audit?
This is why you will never get the audit for the 50th, because you don't like to say thanks. You got to learn to say thanks, and people do things for you.
Oh, I could say thank you. Mm-hmm. We don't say thank you to government. It's like the suggestion. You remember when the Education Managers Union, one of the representatives was speaking to the press after the meeting with the Prime Minister, and they were so thankful because it's just a gift, and we're thankful that the Prime Minister is giving us a gift. The Prime Minister cannot give a gift of taxpayer money. I'm most troubled that it's the Educators Union, you know. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister cannot give a gift from his heart that's taxpayers' money. Mr. Philip Edward Davis, private citizen, could gift anybody anything he wants from his coffers, from his personal donors. But you can't be walking around here from the Prime Minister that's actually taxpayer dollars. See, we don't celebrate things like that, Nuri. We don't celebrate the government doing what it ought to do. And we certainly don't celebrate the government now doing what it ought to do without an explanation of why it was unable to do what it ought to do for such a long time.
Yesterday, police found a body of a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they have confirmed the identity of the woman as yet, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to give some commentary on that before we leave in 2 minutes.
Let me pass the paper. I think it is that I'm not sure if a formal identification has been made, although it appears as if some family members may have identified the body. I I think we are glad that the resolution, at least that we've identified a body so quickly. My concern is that the attention to this particular dynamic may be motivated by like an external factor. And I don't want to call it an external factor, but is it something to consider? Is it that this particular instance received priority because of the young lady's place of employment? And next to that is, are we really taking these instances of sexual violence or intimate partner violence or domestic violence, right? Are we taking them seriously, or are we just treating them as potential political brownie points? Every politician
spoke,
had a statement about it. Yes, you know, there are other citizens, there are other people who are victims of violence that deserve the same amount of attention to their matters.
Let me see if I can squeeze this last caller in before we go there. Tico, let's squeeze this caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, good morning, Nuri. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, condolences to the family of Ms. Sanders. And I like to say that, after PJ Edgecombe, and I'm just jumping on board because it's a lifelong 76ers fan.
You are a lifelong 76ers fan?
Oh, yeah, Dr. J. Wall. We grew up playing with with Professor. I'm learning to play mini basketball, and Professor MacArthur, Walter Thompson, mini basketball league, the first one, mini and junior basketball league in the Bahamas. He needs to be honored for that.
I didn't know that Professor Thompson did sports.
Mini Thompson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's MacArthur Thompson?
Yeah, he's talking
with the show on Global?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's news.
From 1975, and he started mini basketball and junior basketball, first formal stuff.
Kudos to the professor.
Huh?
And kudos to him.
He won those national honors, and they did honor 500 people them for their doing their job some months ago. So he should be honored for doing such a stuff. But one other thing, when you talk about the report.
The audit, the Food Task Force audit.
You're going now so quickly.
That's a fair administration, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could say right.
Yeah. They said that from a catastrophe of food thing with the
I know, but if the Davis critique initially was extremely poor record keeping, clearly not just to address food insecurity. Does a performance audit versus a financial audit satisfy the questions? Right? That's all it is.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green, for coming back and sitting with me for the last 5 minutes. We'll see you tomorrow.
I was trying to catch Chosen.
Yeah.
You can't catch a chicken catcher.
That's what it is. And he's catch the Chinese. There you go. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.